For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Friday evening, March the 20th, 1992. Spring Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jeremiah Faulkner is the speaker of the evening.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
We're into genetics here. Ruth married Boaz, who begat Obed, who begat Jesse, who begat David, who begat Solomon. Five generations, really four generations. It seemed that Ruth, who had married an Israelite, and he died, she got to stay in the camp of Israel because she married Boaz. And we sing the sweet little song, and I believe Ruth came into the camp of Israel, a Moabite, and I believe she had it under control. I believe there was covering in Israel. It looks like to me that the following generations of Obed and Jesse and David had it under control. But all of a sudden, Solomon is born on the scene. And he does well. He builds a temple unto the Most High in Jerusalem. And here's what the scripture says. It says, when he became old in years, that he married 700 foreign wives, a Moabite, and foreign wives. And when Solomon was old in years, it says that they continually were after him to build a temple for Shemoth. And for Ashtoreth, that you were mentioning a little earlier, that we get Easter from, Ashtoreth. And day after day, they came to Solomon, and they began to call out those things in him. You know what they were calling out? They were calling out those Moabite genes of his great-great-great-grandmother Ruth. And he built the temple of Shemoth to the great god Ashtoreth. And guess the special god that they placed within the temple, the great god Molech, whose hands stood as two great flower pots of fire. And the scripture says one day, it never came to the mind of God that his children Israel would do such a thing. He looked down and saw them offering their children into the fire. All you have to do is go back, I think, 16 chapters, and you'll read the same thing that the Moabites did. They were offering their children into the fire to the great god Moloch. We have to get a handle on these genetics. We have to get a control of these genetics, these genes, this gene pool. Because I'd rather have these brothers that are here tonight praying over my children with an anointing and knowing that the Father has called them to be lights of the world, then I would have some doctor experimenting in a laboratory with genetic engineering trying to change my grandchildren. We need to realize who we are. And we really need to realize that he who was the light of the world called us to be the light of the world. And we need to begin to realize it's light that changes genes. I don't know how much more to tell you about examples of today, but I have seen light from heaven change the genetic pool in people today the same way as it did Paul on the Damascus Road. I have seen it happen in the last number of years. We need to begin to think back, not to dwell on it, but to think back of the sins of our fathers. Perhaps Ruth was your great-great-great-grandmother. Was she? I don't know. Was she? But there's a lot of virgins. We call them inbred tendencies. I was in a home not too long ago. You know, you like to be nice when they've had you for dinner, right? And they're feeding and everything, and I look over in the cradle, and a little kid 3 months old goes, bah! You know, twists those little fingers. And the mother says, well, you said, you see, his dad is Irish. You know what I'm talking about? Come on now. Well, my grandfather was Irish right from Dublin. But that doesn't give me the license to carry a temper. I only remember when I was a little boy, I was not quite in school, 5 1/2 years old, and I went down, and I've loved animals all of my life. I have a dog that's 17 years old, and I just love animals. And I went down to grandfather's house. They'd go over to open the door for the dog to get out. But before the dog got out, he'd give him a kick. And I said to my dad, I said, when I got home, I said, why does he kick the dog? You know what his dad told me? My dad told me? Because he's Irish. I also found out as I got a little older, he kicked other people too, besides the dog. And it all came out of the name of being from Dublin. This is what I'm closing with. I believe that we have the power invested in us by the Holy Spirit from our Heavenly Father that gives us the right to cancel genetic code. I have seen it done. I believe it's possible to lay hands upon a stubborn Irish temper like Paul, who had papers in his pocket to persecute the Christians and seemingly kind of enjoyed it. And all of a sudden, a light comes from heaven. And all he did was love people and love Christians from there on. Couldn't do enough for them. You know what I'm talking about? A light did it for Paul on the Damascus Road. And I believe a light could rearrange some genetic code in some of you tonight if you'd be willing to count some of it or all of it, but done. Will you just close your eyes for a moment? Hallelujah. Father, I'm not sure what some of us have learned together tonight, but I believe there are those sitting in this auditorium that know that they need some genetic seed canceled within them. There may be some here that were born alcoholics, and yet they've never even touched a drop in their life. But within them is that genetic code that came from grandfather, from grandmother, that until it's changed and rearranged, even though they never touch a drink, they're still alcoholics by birth. Hallelujah. Some of you may carry sickness in your genes. And that's why you seemingly hardly ever have what we call a good well day. I believe the Father would cancel it for you. I believe the Father could cancel it tonight right in this meeting. I'm going to give you a moment to think about it. I'm going to give you a moment to think about it. You may have to call somebody else father beside Ahaz or whoever was your real father. Hallelujah. We had a young lady come in our midst 14 years ago in the church. I don't want to tell you the pattern she came from. I don't want to even discuss the family. The Father put it on my heart to cancel the genetic code within her. You know what it meant? You know what it meant to her? She's got a new father and a new mother in the kingdom. And we're not turning children against their parents. That's not what we're doing. But either Hezekiah called David his father, or he kept calling this old scoundrel Ahaz his father. It comes to the place it's either one or the other. Because as long as you keep calling on that other, you're calling on genetic code. And you're calling out genes to come into dominancy. If there's someone here that would particularly like us to pray over them, I'd like you to come and stand here right now. And I'm not going to do the praying alone because I believe there's discernment. I saw some of you in tears all the time I was preaching tonight, and the Father sees your tears. Any of you men that will help me and can help me, come tonight, will you? I believe we have the power to lay hands on them and can cancel and rearrange genetic code in them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just relax. Just relax here tonight. Close your eyes. And just let's see what the Father can speak to you. Close your eyes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You believe what I preached about genetic code tonight? You may not understand everything I preached, and you don't have to. And you don't have to believe everything I preached tonight. Do you understand what I preached about genetic code? Come on and help me pray. Help me pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for them in here first, okay, in this concentrated area. Come on and help tonight. Father, I believe it's possible right tonight, right this night, for you to begin to shine with a light even greater than laser, that they've already behind closed doors as doctors, they've already been at genetic engineering. We ask you to rearrange, hallelujah, in your people. Hallelujah. We ask you to begin to call out genes to become dominant like unto our Father. Hallelujah. David. Hallelujah. 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 Begin to do things in the genetic pool of this young lady tonight. Do things in the genetic pool of this young lady tonight. Give me your hand. Father, I pray right now. I pray right now that light may begin to shine even in the dark parts. Hallelujah. In the hideaway crevices of this young man. Light begin to shine upon some of these genes that have been dormant in his life. And we command him to come forth like unto David our father. Hallelujah. Like unto Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, who came to bring a new birth to his people Israel. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Rearrange genetic code. Oh, hallelujah. May there be found something new working in the DNA, even of these people that we speak to tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, it's beginning to come forth in these hearts right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to rearrange genetic code here tonight. Begin to rearrange genetic code here tonight. Hallelujah. May there be a birthing from heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Father, go back into this genetic code a number of years and a number of generations. We pray that you'll begin to cancel. Hallelujah. Begin to cancel that which the origin be not from above. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we may be able to reach back several generations into genetic code and call that forth, which would do right in the sight. Hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 May the light shine from heaven upon this one right now. Oh, hallelujah. I pray that genetic code might begin to be rearranged in this being because of hearing with the ear I pray that which has been dormant would begin to come forth in power and strength of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 While I was preaching up here tonight, I looked down at you. And I believe the Father wants you, just like the Apostle Paul, to count all things as done. Hallelujah. To count all things as done. That which just needs to be put out. Oh, hallelujah. Father, sometimes the easiest things to put out are the bad things. And that which has just not been right. But it's so hard sometimes, like the Apostle Paul, who had sat at the feet of Gamaliel and studied, and who had been of the tribe of Benjamin, all good things can be said. But he came to the place in his life for a new joy and for a new walk in the Spirit, that he was willing to count it all as dung. All as refuse. Unto this being we speak this word tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. May the light rearrange genetic code here tonight in this brother. Hallelujah. 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 May the word that's sharper and more powerful than a two-edged sword, may it go in and go pruning tonight the branches in this genetic code that have not brought forth light. I pray the light, hallelujah, like laser surgery tonight, would cut off the branches that have been sapping the very life of the genetic code in this man. I pray those branches might be pruned just like laser surgery tonight. Hallelujah. Penetrate to the very depths of his being tonight and call forth that which has been dominant and dormant. Rearrange genetic code, we pray. Oh, hallelujah. Father, see this heart tonight. We pray for now at this time. See the desire deep within for things to be rearranged. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Father, we take not away this one's heritage. We take not away this one's heritage in genetics. But we command there to come the right gene to become dominant, that would put all the others into reverse. Hallelujah. I pray that a new light would begin to shine, even like unto a day star deep within her. Hallelujah. 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 know there's a heritage in this one that the Father did not have destroyed. But I believe there's genes within her that need to come forth as dominant. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know how to get y'all tonight, but come on, men. Follow me down here and we'll pray over as many as we can. With some tonight, the word will do it. You're going to be new and you're going to find new genes coming forth in dominancy because of the word you heard. Hallelujah. I believe his word is that powerful that that can happen. Hallelujah. 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 May there come an awareness in some of these of this genetic code that we've talked about. May there come an awareness in some of these of this genetic code and what to look for. Hallelujah. We don't have to go on being Scandinavians or Irish or block-headed Germans or whatever people have called us. Hallelujah. We don't have to go on. Hallelujah. As Israelite people, we don't have to go on. Hallelujah. 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 May there come an awareness tonight of the genetic code within us, Father. May there come an awareness. Oh, hallelujah. May there come an awareness. Hallelujah. That light is still able to change the same as on the Damascus Road. Hallelujah. And there came a light from heaven. Hallelujah. And things were rearranged. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. May there come an awareness of gene pool within this man. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. May there come an awareness within us of gene pool. Hallelujah, hallelujah, of sins of Adam that have been carried in this old genetic code of ours. And it's time to put a stop to it in the name of Jesus tonight. It's time to put a stop to it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, it's time to put a stop. Hallelujah. To these genes that would bring the sins of our fathers. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've become very conscious since we've come into this meeting tonight of the generational, hallelujah, sins of our fathers. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 We cancel genetic code in this woman. Hallelujah. That has carried from way, way back ancestral inbred sins of our fathers. We cancel it in Jesus' name tonight. Hallelujah. That the light might shine forth and change a genetic code within this woman. Hallelujah. Begin to shine like a day star, brighter and brighter, even unto a perfect day. Hallelujah. Let it go tonight. Hallelujah. Let it go. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Almighty, I pray, Father, in this case tonight, that the strength of Saul might become in subjection to the songs of David. Hallelujah. And I pray there may come a singing of genes within this being. Hallelujah. That even the strength of Saul, which has risen in days gone by, would be dissolved even in the songs and the genetic code of the sons of Asaph. Hallelujah. 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 That songs might come forth from his very most inner beings. Songs that would become strength and joy and replace the strength of Saul in the genetic code of this being. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, may the strength of Saul be dissolved in song, and the joy of our strength would be in the song of the Spirit that would begin to sing within. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We cancel the sins of our fathers and ancestors within these people tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. David the psalmist said, I was born in sin, and in my mother's womb I was shapen into iniquity. And we cancel this tonight. Hallelujah. We cancel within this being tonight the sins of the fathers, the inbred tendencies. Some of them have been kept well hid, and some of them have been kept well under control, for which we're thankful. But under control is not necessarily deliverance. And this is what we pray for tonight. Hallelujah. 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 We pray for the deliverance of even that which has been in the closet. We pray right now that light might shine into the closet places in this being. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That light might even come into the closet places. Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Just let it shine. It's coming in. Hallelujah! Father, we ask you in this brother tonight to reach deep into the crevices where no man has yet reached. Hallelujah. For I declare that within these deep crevices, like on a rock, are tiny seeds of the most beautiful flowers. That sunlight has never ever gotten to yet. And the light of our Father has never been able to shine up. It's deep and deep in a genetic code. It's so deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like doctors have spent years researching to try and isolate one gene in 44,000. There is seed out of the deep crevices of this genetic code that I would shine upon light from heaven, cause it to come forth in the midst of these thy people. And after this long time of winter and heavy snow, let the seed of this that I have seen tonight come forth like a flower that would bloom in the midst of these volcanoes. Hallelujah. What can you tell me tonight? Anything? Father, we just feel such a broken, mellowed spirit among the people tonight. We hardly know which way to turn and which way to go. This genetic code within us comes from various parents, from various nations that came out of the seed of Abraham, like you promised that nations would come out of his loins, out of Abraham's loins and Isaac's loins. And so we'd be different because of nationalities. But even though we be different tonight, there is a oneness in the Christ that we feel as we move among these people tonight. And all we ask tonight, the light thou hast designed from heaven, even the day star, begin to shine and make us aware that in this genetic code deep within the DNA, round about the double helix, are good genes that need to be brought into dominance as they come in contact with Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Those that you've set to be lights in the midst, we call forth good seed in this man. That which has been lying dormant and in recession, we call forth in goodness tonight. That it might be good seed even from our Father David that would come forth and bloom. Hallelujah. Father, somehow may the word that's gone into this woman tonight, I pray there might be a seed that in the days to come would become very, very aware of genetic code that we are, with the help of the light from heaven, able to control even in our DNA and genetic code. I pray that genes might be arrested and isolated and taken care of. Hallelujah. The first thing there must come is an awareness that we are able and it is possible for light to rearrange and bring a new birthing, which simply means a new genetic code. Hallelujah. It is possible. And that's the good news. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that somehow a light from heaven might shine upon these deep within the system of code within our bodies and in our beings. You knew long before we were ever in the face of this earth that it was light that shined out of darkness and things were made different. Hallelujah. 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 I pray that deep within the genetic code of this one, that you'll begin to shine on that which is positive seed and bring it forth. The angry waves which arise from time to time, we speak and say, peace, be still within this genetic code, and light have effect on these genes. There is power to rearrange and to change genetic code within us. Sometimes it's the sins of our fathers that have been inbred, handed down, that plague us, haunts and fears and all kinds. We speak to this being tonight. Hallelujah. We pray that it might be smitten from the roots. We speak unto it that it might be smitten from the roots, that the roots begin to die and cease to bring life to those genes which would cause this disturbance and unrest. We smite the root pattern tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I've kind of got a strange request of you, but I'll tell you what it is. I'd like you to give me 5 minutes more if I could. I know it's past my time. Could I have 5 minutes more to tell them why it's our Father David that we're talking about in genetic code?
And I'll talk
yes,
through here.
Yes.
And tomorrow afternoon, Irman, I don't know how much Irman will be speaking, but I'll be speaking. And I'll show you this tomorrow afternoon why David could not be king at the time of Saul. I'll show you by the scriptures why he could not be king. And you'll understand some more of what he's been talking about this evening, because both are related.
Will you look in your Bible at Amos 9 and 11? I don't want you to go to bed tonight without Paul Harvey telling you the end of the story. This is what it says. It says, in that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David. It's talking about the last days. I will raise up the tabernacle of David that has fallen. And I will close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruin. And I will build it as in the days of old. In the Hebrew, this is what it says. As in the days of old. It says, as in the years of many generations. That's verbatim in Hebrew in an interlinear. Look at Acts 15 and 16, which is the same thing. Keep your fingers back in the ninth chapter of Amos and look at Acts 15 and verse 16. And this is where we have gotten mixed up out in the church world. It says, after this I will return. I'm sorry, the word is not return. The word in Greek is anastropho, and it doesn't mean return. It means turn again. Now I want to go back and read it. He said, after this, I will turn again. He doesn't have to return to do this. He's going to turn again and will build again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen. And I will set up again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. What was the tabernacle of David? It was a small tent, like a family oversized Sears Roebuck special, whose very pieces would have been decayed 3,000 years ago. What then is this tabernacle of David? The breaches that have fallen down and the ruins that have fallen down, that he's going to turn again and build in the last day. What are the breaches that have been broken and destroyed? It's the genetic code. It's the genetic code seed of David in Israel that has been broken and destroyed, and the breaches and the ruin thereof. And in the last days that all those scriptures be fulfilled, like Hezekiah did that which was right, according to all of David, his father. When Yeshua, Jesus Christ, said it, this is the generations of Jesus Christ, huh? The son of who? Does it say in Matthew 1 and 1? Oh, the son of David. Why do you think they put that in there? Why do you think in the last chapter of Revelation, it said, I am the offspring of David, the bright and morning star? Because it's the tabernacle of David he's going to build again. The Father wants to turn again and build the tabernacle of David of lively stones like we have here tonight.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.